Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing to move toward the U.S. state of Florida with heavy rains and powerful winds. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the island's hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. This woman was in neighboring Antigua and just arrived back in London.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare, and it was just horrible because the outcome wasn't actually as bad as other islands, so I don't even want to imagine what the other people felt.
Yeah.
I was saying to Tanai, the wall's shaking, and she said, Rochelle, sort of being over the top, and I said, no, touch the wall, it's shaking, and the wall was shaking.
We just didn't
know. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Barbuda now facing the impact of Category 4 Hurricane Jose. Back to Florida, where nearly 7 million people were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall later today. Highest sustained winds just about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile threat. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting today in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Latest round of violence has left 400 people dead, triggered a mass exodus of Rohingya to Bangladesh. This is VOA News.